Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Well, Trevor Lawrence got his bag, didn't he? We played that whole game, Trev or. Well, it's no longer a game. $200 million guaranteed, $275 total value of that contract, and now tied for the highest paid in the league at $55 per year. Trevor Lawrence gets the bag, and now all eyes are on the Miami Dolphins, Chris Greer, GM of the Dolphins, and their quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, who's next up to get paid. In the line of quarterbacks who are waiting to also get their bag, now that guy, the Stripe in Hawaiian, the dude who's been ripping it up for the Dolphins in the regular season at least, and creating a lot of waves, making some excitement around Miami Gardens. Tua is next. We'll discuss about what that means for him, the Lawrence deal rolling into a Tua payday likely for the Dolphins. But we got to start today off. I know there's a lot of eyes on the Sunshine State in football, and even really if you think about basketball terms and what the Heat will do this offseason. But how about what the Florida Panthers did last night up north in Edmonton? The Florida Panthers, who, C-Cat, I don't know how you took in the game three of the Stanley Cup Finals, but for me, I was watching it. It was 4-1 in the third period, and I actually left the house to go run an errand, and then I kind of was sweating it out a bit as I was watching the score on my phone. Did you stick through the end, or were you an idiot like me and dipped out on the game?
Dude, I watched the whole thing. It got the primetime big screen in the Cat residence. I was going nuts. Grabbing onto this team, they were bullying that team up north. They were flat out bullying them, not on the scoreboard alone, but also when it came to the fights, these guys were kicking butt.
That's how they've done it all season long, all postseason long. The Boston Bruins felt the brunt end of that. The New York Rangers felt a lot of that as well.
Embarrass that team, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, ugly.
And now it's the Oilers' turn to feel the wrath in the first period. Sam Reinhart got the scoring goal going. Of course, Edmonton would tie it up, and then three unanswered pucks in the net, starting with Vladimir Tarasenko, Sam Bennett, and then Sasha Barkov to take that 4-1 lead. Edmonton did make some pushback. They made it interesting. It got a little exciting, but in the end, it's a Florida Panthers win. They're now on the brink of the first sweep in the Stanley Cup Finals since 1998, and the first Lord Stanley Cup for that franchise that was founded in 93, that made its first Stanley Cup final in 96. They're one win away from getting the big trophy. And honestly, man, you know what? Not just watching it last night, but hearing and seeing from inside of Amerant Bank Arena how fans reacted to this team that, again, out of Sunrise, Florida. A lot of people talking South Beach. Sunrise, Florida, this team is powering through and looking like a dominant force. I think it was the coolest moment of the week, so we might as well present it as such.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
Here it is from Amerant Bank Arena, the hometown crowd at the watch party. As the game was going on, you know, some thousands of miles north in Canada, the hometown team had its fans in Amerant Bank Arena rooting them on from afar, and here's what it sounded like from inside of the bank.
Ooh.
That's a good roar. That's a good. They talk bad about South Florida fans.
Like, that's not at the game.
No.
Reiterate, this is not. The game's not happening for them. They're watching it on TV, essentially.
A watch party in the arena. And by the way, C-Cat, have you ever done an in-arena watch party for a game that wasn't happening at the actual stadium?
Never.
I've never been a part of one as well. Now, seeing what that was like, I'm like, you know what? Given the opportunity, got to at least cover one. If not to go as a fan and just be in the midst of it all, going to cover one, it seems like a good and enticing time. That was your EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. You know, in South Florida, we cheer for the Heat, right? In hoops, we want the Heat to win. But in our homes, nah. We got to fight the Heat off. We got to combat it. And that's where EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing comes into play. I mean, they give you a championship level performance every single day. When you need to book an appointment, you hop right online, edsairconditioning.com. And it's easy. You set something up around your schedule, and they're always good about not only making it in your time window, but also giving you an alert ahead of time, introducing you to your technician, as well as letting you know they're on the way to make things right, to make things A-OK. I'm a Gold Plan member, and if you become a Gold Plan member with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, you get 15% off of repairs. You get two annual checkups to do preventative measures, not just repairs, but preventative care from an EDS technician. And on top of all of that, you get the comfortability knowing that in the South Florida summer, you can go with the team that's been doing it since 2006, family owned and operated. Just all around good guys. Plus my technician, Randy, that usually services my house, Miami Hurricanes fan. Shout out to him. Go Canes. Hopefully we have a good season. Hopefully some of that Florida Panthers winning vibe spreads throughout South Florida as we go on through 2024. EDSairconditioning.com. EDS is yes. Wow. I can't believe it. After last year's Stanley Cup final run, the Panthers as an 8 seed, making it all the way to the end and falling to the Vegas Knights, getting back there for a second straight year and now being one win away. I can't believe just how quickly this has happened, how rapid it's happened, and it's got me thinking about where the Panthers, not just as a franchise, but their stars individually stand when it comes to South Florida Stars on this Top 5 Friday. We might just be addressing that later. But what comes first is the paydays in the NFL.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around. With your broke ass.
Tua Tagovailoa, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love. That's the list of quarterbacks that are still left that are expected to maybe strike a deal this offseason, as we've already seen Jared Goff's deal go through. We've seen Jalen Hurts and most recently Trevor Lawrence striking a 5-year, $275 million extension, $200 fully guaranteed, including $142 at the signing. Now, C-Cat, my first reaction to this deal from the Jacksonville Jaguars is, wow, you're paying him tied for the highest annual value per year with Joe Burrow, $55 million a year, and also the fourth most guaranteed in the NFL. It does feel incredible. It feels like a lot. But then when I start to get into my brain here and watch how the quarterback market has played out and watch where the Dallas Cowboys stand right now, where they have no leverage with Dak Prescott, it does feel like a deal that is fair for both sides. It's similar to when you order food on a delivery app and you pre-tip the driver, right? Like, he hasn't necessarily earned that tip yet. Trevor Lawrence, through three seasons, has not been spectacular. He's not been up to the bill of what we expected him to be as the generational product coming out of Clemson, who won championships both in high school and college. But he has shown enough of the tools. He does have the size. He does have the arm. And he gives you the confidence that, again, when you're judging if you're going to pay a quarterback or make this guy the franchise star, the center of what you're doing going forward, one of the things you have to think as a GM, as a franchise, is this a guy that we can see potentially hoisting up that Lombardi trophy? And C-Cat, when you close your eyes and you think about Trevor Lawrence, I know, try to wipe out the past 3 years. Think future forward. Think about a pre-tip on a delivery order because, I mean, hopefully he is going to bring and deliver the food to you. Do you see Trevor Lawrence as a guy that can cash in on a Super Bowl?
I think he possibly could. But I want to poke several holes, like Swiss cheese, in your metaphor about the Uber drive. Now the Uber Eats driver, yeah, or the Grubhub dude.
Grubhub, all, any of them.
Because if you pay your quarterback, it's not like he's going to play better because he's paid. If you pay your Uber Eats driver, he might make you stop number 1 out of 10 rather than stop number 10.
How do you know? How do you know it doesn't incentivize better play? Because you have comfortability and you have a franchise that is investing in you and showing you they care. I mean, you're telling me that if ESPN West Palm doesn't just increase C-Cat's pay overnight, you're not going to show up to work with a bigger smile on your face?
However, but also another hole in your metaphor. If you paid to Trevor Lawrence, you have less money to pay the tools that Trevor Lawrence will have. If you tip your Uber driver, it's not like his Camaro turns into a Beetle. It's not like his car turns into a bicycle, you know?
That's a good point.
It doesn't decrease the amount of tools that Uber Eats driver is going to have to get you your food quicker.
But either way, paying ahead of what you expect to happen anyways is something that might be smarter, because for the Jacksonville Jaguars this year, I know that they got rid of Calvin Ridley, and I know that there has been, it was a bit of a tail off, right? They were expected to win the AFC South and they didn't pull through, but this is a franchise that's not expecting winning. It's a franchise that's not used to being a contender. And for the first time since 2005, Trevor Lawrence did lift his franchise to back-to-back winning seasons. I do believe he deserved that contract, but that's not even the argument or the question I'm raising today. The real question is for the guy that's next. Trevor's contract is already signed and sealed. The Jaguars have announced it as well. It's done. I'm looking at the Miami Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa. And if I'm the Dolphins today, you have to feel like you just lost some leverage based on what happened with Trevor Lawrence. Tua Tagovailoa, seeing this contract go through and seeing the Jared Goff contract go through, he said just at camp about last week that the market is the market. The game is the game. And for quarterbacks today, if you have a guy that you at least believe you can win with, maybe not a Super Bowl, maybe not a playoff game, but the Dolphins have been much better with Tua than they were before him without him, you have to pay that guy in a timely fashion. I think for Tua, this is a step in the right direction for him. He can look at Jared Goff and say $53 million a year for Jared Goff. I mean, my numbers in the regular season were better than his. Sure, I didn't perform in the playoffs like he did, but it was in the NFC where he didn't go against Patrick Mahomes in the first round. And then you look at Trevor Lawrence and you say, well, this guy didn't even make the playoffs last year. And in his one playoff win, he threw four interceptions. I could have did that and came back on the Chargers. Justin Herbert punted that game away. If you're Tua Tagovailoa today, he stands with more leverage. And every day that goes by, if the Miami Dolphins don't pay Tua sooner than later, the number's going to only increase. Which is why if you're the Dallas Cowboys or the Green Bay Packers, you're hoping Tua's the next one to get paid and not your guy. Because at the very least, out of those three quarterbacks, Dak, Tua, Jordan Love, you got to feel like Tua's the least on that totem pole. And there's no way that those guys are going to ask for any more than that.
Yeah, you're right. This contract certainly is damning for the Dolphins' price tag on Tua, because it's more of a comparable guy than Jared Goff. Jared Goff, who did it ugly, but has produced the wins.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence has done it pretty, hasn't quite produced the amount of wins. Tua's in that camp, doing it pretty more often than not, but not producing those playoff wins.
And not doing it against playoff teams. Tua's biggest strike on his resume right now, 6-14 against teams that would make the playoffs. Not really going to instill any confidence in an organization to reinvest in you, and also not instilling confidence in the fan base. It's why Tua has been one of the more polarizing quarterbacks in the league. Not Justin Herbert, but Trevor Lawrence's quarterback contract. His $200 million guaranteed and $55 million a year. Is this good or bad for Tua Tagovailoa in negotiations? And I would say it is a feather in his cap. It is a needle that moves further in the positive direction for Tua as he looks to negotiate a contract with the Miami Dolphins. What say you? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. 888-760-3776. That's the number to call in. Is this good for Tua that Trevor Lawrence has now reset that quarterback market with only one playoff win on his record and also regular seasons that leave a lot more to yearn for versus what Tua has done the past two seasons, leading the league in yards and also leading the NFL in passer rating. I want to play a fun game. It's going to be called Who Missed the Cut? But we're not going to do it on this side. We'll do it on the other side, talking about quarterbacks in the NFL with Trevor Lawrence being the center of this conversation. He's the latest quarterback to get his big bag, but did he deserve it as much as some of his quarterback peers? We discussed that. Plus, we get around on Theoretically Speaking when we come back on this Top 5 Friday. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I mean, the Miami Dolphins can't let Tua play on his fifth-year option, can they? I can't see that happening. I can't see it happening. We ask, does the Trevor Lawrence contract, does that favor the Dolphins in negotiations with Tua, or does that favor the fifth-year quarterback out of Miami or out of Alabama who's suiting up for Miami? We ask you that on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. That's the number to call into the show. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. We've got Aaron in Boynton Beach. Aaron, you're on Theoretically Speaking, and you saw the Trevor Lawrence contract. We already know what Herbert's making. Do you think this is good or bad for Tua Tagovailoa in negotiations with the Miami Dolphins, Aaron?
I think that if he signs a deal this offseason, it's better off for him. I think he'll get a little more, maybe 55 a season. But in the long term, Chris Greer knows that if he doesn't get a quarterback that's going to win, he's without a job. Mm. He's been here long enough. He hasn't won a playoff game. And I think since 08, he wasn't the GM. I think, however, the Dolphins shouldn't sign him this offseason. Let him play out the deal. Franchise tag him. If he wins a playoff game, then you know he's good. You know, so there's no need to sign him right now. The salary cap's going up every season. I'd rather pay him 60 next year than pay him right now. He hasn't proved he can win the big game yet. No need to pay him right now.
That's a good call, Aaron. Appreciate the call. I actually like where you're going there. The only difference is I feel like we're forgetting the human aspect of this thing. We're forgetting who the head coach of the Dolphins is and Mike McDaniel. And a guy that's as optimistic and that loves to pour into the confidence of Tua that much would not want him playing on a fifth-year option. And I don't think that's good for the locker room to have him on another prove-it year. Prove what if you're Tua? You led the league in passing last year. The Dolphins either have to pay him this year or I think that relationship is going to get tarnished beyond a point where I think it's going to be recoverable, especially with all the reporters that are close to the Dolphins, especially Cameron Wolf with NFL Network told us it feels like both sides want to get a deal. It's just about settling out the minute details. But CK, what's your feel on that? Could they actually have this dude play on a fifth-year contract and then franchise him? Like, it's a little toxic.
You know, I'm with Aaron here. It is toxic, and you bring up a good point about the human element to this, because if we're playing Madden or we're playing a game like that, like, who cares?
You're just
like,
franchising,
dollars and cents, that's fine. But the human aspect makes it interesting. Like, I think with Tua, you want to reset that quarterback clock, man. Like, you do not want to have to pay Tua, who you're not really sure is the guy that can deliver you a Super Bowl berth, let alone Super Bowl championship. I want to take my chance with the class of 2025, class of 2026 quarterbacks, and go from there. If it's Spencer Sanders, he feels like he fits Miami. Sure, why not? If it's Quinn Ewers, I would love to see Quinn Ewers.
Shedeur Sanders, by the way.
What did I say?
Spencer, and I'm like,
I said Spencer.
I'm like, Spencer Rattler, or who are you going with?
I was going with Spencer Sanders. Used to be a quarterback for Oklahoma State. That's why. That's where I was going. I said Spencer, huh?
That's a random cut right there. Deion would be pissed. All the marketing he's put behind the sun, and I called him Spencer.
Wow. Yeah. Dang, I think I got to step off the soapbox there. But I'm closer with Aaron than I am with you. I don't think you want to spend $60 million a year on Tua Tagovailoa and get committed to him.
And here's the thing with the Dolphins, too. Aaron said 08. The Dolphins have the longest streak of not winning a playoff game in professional sports, in American professional sports. It's 24 years. And over the next 2 years, Mahomes ain't walking through that door. Burrow ain't walking through that door. You're not drafting a rookie that's winning you a playoff game as tough as the AFC is right now. Tua probably gives you the best chance. Sticking by Tua gives you the best chance to break that embarrassing streak. We'll have to see.
We would have said that about C.J. Stroud, though. No one expected him to walk into the AFC and win a playoff game. Yes, he walked into Joe Flacco and the Browns, but he still won a playoff game in the AFC.
That's a valiant point. And honestly, C.J. Stroud is a different monster. Who was the last C.J. Stroud to pull up?
Well, we would have said
Cam Newton, maybe, that was that good in their first year.
Pat Mahomes.
He sat a whole year. Again, the Dolphins have a tough decision ahead of them, but maybe not as tough as the decision we're going to address right now, because based on this Trevor Lawrence contract, based on the $200 million guaranteed and the fact that he was the latest quarterback to be extended, I look at it and there's five quarterbacks in the NFL right now that make 50-plus annually. Jared Goff with the Lions, Trevor Lawrence now with the Jaguars, Jalen Hurts with the Eagles, Justin Herbert with the Chargers, and Lamar Jackson with the Ravens. And it's got me thinking, well, who missed the cut?
Oh, my goodness.
This is not good.
It's beyond hard to watch.
So the way that who missed the cut works, I'm going to go ahead and exclude Lamar Jackson from this thing. He has two MVPs. So I'll leave it to just the four quarterbacks, Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert. Out of these four quarterbacks, one guy's got to miss the cut. One guy gets chopped. One guy doesn't make it to the weekend. And you got to save somebody first. We have to decide as a show collectively. This is a democracy. We have to decide as a show collectively who does miss the cut. And when I look at these four quarterbacks, Herbert, Hurts, Lawrence, and Goff, number one, just 2 years ago, Jalen Hurts proved that not only could he win a playoff game, he could bring his team to the Super Bowl. So out of these four quarterbacks, Goff, Lawrence, Hurts, Herbert, Hurts, we got to save him. He makes it to the weekend, right, C-Cat?
Not as easy as you make it seem, but he's definitely not last on my list of those four quarterbacks. I think Jalen Hurts makes the cut.
Now, Jared Goff, he just got his extension with the Detroit Lions. He also just came off of a year where he broke the longest active streak in the NFL of no playoff wins with the Lions by beating Matt Stafford and then also getting the Lions to the NFC Championship game. He was one win away from starting in his second Super Bowl. Jared Goff just got his contract.
Yeah.
The Lions believe in him. One pride. I got to feel like Jared Goff, he's good. He's clear.
Like dread it, run from it, but Jared Goff has been inevitable. I've been a hater of his since day one, and he's proven me wrong since day one. Jared Goff, he made the cut.
He makes the cut as well. So it's who missed the cut out of quarterbacks that make $50 million annually in the NFL based off of Trevor Lawrence's new deal that puts him at 55 a year. We got Herbert and we got Lawrence left. Also, Joe Burrow excluded from this because he made a Super Bowl and he also earned his money last offseason. So it's Herbert or Lawrence. And when I look at these two guys, both of them have the stature, right? Both of them have all of the tools. All of the NFL nerds feel like both of these guys can lead a franchise, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they played each other in a playoff game, C-Cat. I saw that with my own eyes just two seasons ago. Justin Herbert blew a 28-point lead. Trevor Lawrence was part of bringing the Jaguars through that round and bringing them out of obscurity and becoming the AFC South favorite next year. Now, did he disappoint? And he's now the second-best quarterback in his own division? Sure. But he beat Herbert in the playoffs. And for that, I feel like I got to put my vote with Trevor Lawrence making it.
I'm on the opposite side, but I can be convinced because when you blow a 28-point lead, that's your defense who's allowing those 28-plus points. You know, on offense, we saw in the Super Bowl with Matt Ryan. He didn't score any points, whatever. Yeah. The defense of the Falcons blew that lead more so than the offense did.
Well, let's decide it like this then. All right, we're playing who missed the cut. Goff and Hurts are safe. Lawrence or Herbert still on the chopping block. Who would you rather have as your quarterback tomorrow? Starting next year, who would you rather have line up under center for your team? Trevor Lawrence or Justin Herbert?
I would go with Herbert. I actually think he's a better quarterback.
I, too, would go with Herbert. He is the better talent. And so, Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, no.
You got the bag.
No.
But you missed the cut.
Oh, my goodness.
This is not good.
It's beyond hard to watch.
It is tough to watch. A guy that, again, he instills a lot of confidence in folks. He's been paraded as one of the next great quarterbacks literally since the dude was in high school. I was watching him sling the football out there in Georgia. And now in the NFL, even on the day where he gets his bag and he's sealed up as the highest paid per year quarterback, he missed the cut.
It's sad to see. It really is.
And who missed the cut is brought to you by a place that always makes it to the weekend, that always makes the cut, and that's the Kaiser University flagship campus, the home of the champions. I mean, when I say the Kaiser's the home of champions, I don't say that facetiously. I don't say that in jest. 22 national champions at Kaiser, and that's going back. That includes back-to-back national championships in men's lacrosse, three straight NAIA women's swimming and diving titles, and the 2023 football Seahawks being the first Seahawk program to win a national championship on the gridiron. KU has also captured 61 regular season and 63 conference tournament titles, and they have a Learfield Cup trophy to show for it as well. For the latest on Kaiser Seahawks athletics, KUSeahawks.com. Lock in with the folks that are defending the beach. And that's crazy to me. To be honest with you, though, Trevor Lawrence, it's only been 3 years, right? And the Jaguars do feel like they have their guy for the future, but nobody feels overwhelmingly confident about the fact that that guy can be a guy that actually drives winning in the NFL at a level that justifies the contract he got, especially when a rookie from last year in CJ Stroud has already passed him up in the pecking order.
Nick Wright from FS1 calls him the prince that was promised, and it looked like once he got Calvin Ridley, it was like, well, he's got no excuses anymore.
You've got
a top target in the NFL. You've got a total buy-in from your franchise. Even before he got paid, there was no talks about moving on from Trevor Lawrence. Now he's justified with the financials. I'll have to see it before I believe it.
I too will have to see it, but then again, we don't have to see anything past the fact that he's already been locked in. I know the money doesn't kick in until 2026. Jaguars a lot to prove in the coming years. Well, you know what? Jacksonville's not that far away, and neither is any of the teams that are surrounding us. Tampa Bay, we can get out there. We can stretch all over, especially when we have a vehicle like the Get Around.
I get around. What you mean you don't know?
And to get around, we like to venture all across the map to the biggest sports stories and headlines that find themselves to theoretically speaking. And why not start with the champs?
Next stop,
Kansas City, Missouri. Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the rest of the Chiefs have received their Super Bowl 58 rings last night, each one sporting more than 500 diamonds.
See, this had me thinking. So last night we were watching some of the stuff on social media, just scrolling through. And my wife was like, how much would you actually pay to get an authentic Super Bowl ring from your favorite team? Of course, I'm a Chiefs fan. And to me, it struck a real chord for me because, C-Cat, if let's just say the Baltimore Ravens won a Super Bowl and said, hey, you get to have the only authentic fan ring this year, but you got to come up off the dough. What number would be too high for you? And you would say, I'm good.
Probably $150. Listen, I didn't earn that ring. I watched this team on TV, and I'm not going to wear that ring with my everyday outfits. I'm not going to wear for it to collect dust on my dresser. No, thank you.
Not a real fan, C-Cat. The number for me will be about $2,500, right? Like, it's a piece of memorabilia that would be a one-of-one that's directly tied to one of the happier moments in your life, and you can pass it down to your kids. This is a Chiefs 2024 Super Bowl ring from the big win.
Pass it down to your kids?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
A Super Bowl. If your dad gave you a Super Bowl ring, you would just, thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Big deal.
He didn't earn that thing. Neither did I.
It's not about earning it. It's the fact that you were able to be the fan that was singled out. Maybe they said you were such a great fan that they gave you the chance.
I would pawn it off if my dad passed me down a Super Bowl ring that he won as a fan. Thanks for the cash, Pops.
Yeah. Also, still works. Your dad will be proud of you. Businessman.
Next stop,
the H in Houston, Texas. The Astros released former American League MVP Jose Abreu from their major league roster.
You know, I just came here to hit dingers and have a good time.
I guess that's over with for him.
Yeah.
He's not hitting dingers or having a good time anymore. I mean, they gave up on him, and it's at a point where his career is pretty much over. When he's 37 years old, when he got moved back to West Palm Beach, that's when I kind of was like, oh, this thing might really be over with. But the Astros eating $30 million to get rid of him, I mean, that shows just how bad it got. Yowzers. Astros also bad this year.
Next stop,
Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston.
Celtics guard Derek White read his Twitter DMs out loud in the interview with the Kicks. Here's one from a fan who lost out on a $780 parlay, which actually isn't that much money to be mad at a player for.
Right.
You light-skinned, bald-head, you cost me $780. Apple Pay me my money right now, today. You've been making not less than 4.5 assists, and today, your worst mistake a ever made, want to get on the court just showing your ass today, huh? Your baby mama must was courtside or something. Either way, I don't give a f***. Send me my shit right now, or I ain't putting your half leprechaun ass on my slips. No, and I mean it.
So the crazy thing about this was Derek White hit the over, and the dude bet under. So he was mad at White for being good at basketball, which is a little counterproductive. And on top of that, $780 ain't enough to be acting like that. Like, what's the number for you with the parlay? I mean, I would never jump into players' DMs, but for you to actually get that angry, it's got to be in the thousands. Like,
that, for one, I didn't know that's what Derek White sounded like. He's got a better voice than I thought. You know, the appearance is tough, Derek White. Okay, when he has his hair, it's rough.
Yeah.
When he doesn't have his hair, it might be even worse.
Yeah.
So good on you, Derek White. Got a nice voice there. How much money would I have to lose that caused me jumps in the DMs of a player that made me lose?
Oh.
It'd have to be in the six figures, and I wouldn't be anything inappropriate. I'd be like sad. I'd share the disappointment with him. That's what I would do.
Maybe just like a screenshot, and they're like, "Hey, bud.
Damn, bud.
Almost.
Pick it up.
Pick up the slack. You screwed me. My kids aren't going to be able to eat now."
Next stop.
We're in South Florida. I'm hungry. I want to watch a game. Where should I go?
It's only one place to go, C-Cat, especially if you want to watch a game. 80 or more televisions in every location. And 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day, at any single Duffy's Sports Grill. Are you an MVP? I'm an MVP.
Me too.
DuffysMVP.com. That's where you can sign up to get your rewards card and be an MVP like myself and C-Cat. And once you are one, you start tracking those rewards. You start going to your favorite Duffy's. You're watching your favorite games. Oh, what's that? Here come the firecracker shrimp. One of the better starters on the menu. I've always liked the amazing mozzarella sticks. Great. And then there's the award-winning burgers and the award-winning wings. I had one of my buddies hit me up. He was like, "Yo, I've been watching your show." He actually lives up in Tampa. He was like, "I didn't even realize I had Duffy's near me." He went and checked it out himself.
Wow.
Shout out my guy, Derek. Went to elementary school with him, hooped with him, and now he's enjoying the delights of Duffy's out in Tampa. It's all over Florida, but here in the Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, there's a Duffy Sports Grill near you. You want to slide in there and watch some playoff action, be my guest. That is the Get Around on a Top 5 Friday, but we're not done having fun here because one team we haven't mentioned yet here in the South Florida stratosphere is those Miami Marlins, the Fins. The fish. I got Dolphins on my mind. We've been talking two all day. The Miami Marlins, though, I'm about to give you the opportunity of a lifetime right here. Any of my Miami Marlins fans, fans of the fish, we have a 4-pack of tickets to give away to watch the Marlins in person. The perfect day for some family fun. The perfect day for maybe even a date, a double date, a 4-pack of tickets to watch the Marlins versus the Mariners. It's Saturday. Saturday, June 22nd. A 4-pack of tickets to check out these Miami Marlins. Root them on from the air-conditioned-controlled Lone Depot Park. It's the place you want to be at. 4-pack of tickets Saturday, June 22nd. And we have them right here. And all you got to do is be the third caller to tap in with Theoretically Speaking. If you want 4 free tickets to the Miami Marlins, listen close. The number is 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. That's the number to tap in to get a 4-pack of tickets. That means 4 tickets for you and 3 other folks to go pull up on Saturday, June 22nd, and check out the Seattle Mariners and the Miami Marlins. They need you as a fan. They need you to pull up, show some love, and root them on. And again, I know it's been a little rainy and muggy. Let's not forget, that thing is weather-controlled, Lone Depot Park. The Miami Marlins ticket giveaway for the Seattle Mariners game Saturday, June 22nd, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. Third caller is the winner, and you'll get 4 tickets courtesy of those Miami Marlins here on Theoretically Speaking. It's a Top 5 Friday, and you'll be surprised with our slogan here. We're going with the Top 5 South Florida Sports Stars. And I'll let you know, you're going to want to know how many Miami Marlins are actually on that list. The top five South Florida sports stars when we return, plus a lucky caller going to win the Miami Marlins tickets. The third caller, again, 888-760-3776.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Shout out Billy in West Palm. Billy, you and three friends going to be going to Lone Depot Park on June 22nd to check out the Mariners and the Marlins. Congratulations to you. And congratulations to... Well, what's up?
He said it was Bill. Do you think it's like a step too far if I call him Billy?
You said Billy.
I know. I took it upon myself to call him Billy.
He said Bill.
Yeah.
Well, he's Billy to me. Because you said it was Billy, and I'm going with Billy. Also, you know what? It is wrong for you to just give a new nickname to a grown man.
I didn't say Willie.
Yeah, but you can't call a man Billy. Like, if he said his name was Billy and you said Bill, that's okay. But I don't think it's okay to add a Lee
it's like you
to
don't
somebody's
call,
name.
You don't call someone that's name is Christopher Chrissy?
Yeah, no. You can't just do that. You can't do that unless you're given the space to do so. So you kind of overstepped your boundaries. I apologize, dang. Bill. I hope you and your fam have a good time, despite C-Cat trying to shortcut you on what you deserve, which is your real name out there. You're a winner. All right, C-Cat, it's time for our top five Fridays. And this one is inspired by the Florida Panthers being one win away from the franchise's first Lord Stanley Cup. And they could be the first South Florida professional team to win a championship since 2013. Since the Heatles, when I was rooting for the squad back out in, I was actually in D.C. I was in D.C. cheering for the Heat back then. And now South Florida, one win away from getting its first professional championship since 2013. 11 years removed. And that has sparked an idea for me, because as much as the Panthers are growing as a power in the NHL, back-to-back trips to the Stanley Cup final, and now a win away from holding the cup, I started thinking, how much are they growing in the stratosphere of South Florida sports, in the hearts of fans out here, especially the singular stars? So for the top five Fridays today on Theoretically Speaking, we're going with the top five South Florida sports stars. And the top five going to be brought to... Where's top five? I was trying to find it. Here it goes.
Top five.
Using all that time, I was trying to like find the button here to hit the top five, but the top five Friday is brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. So let's start it off with number five on the top five of the top five sports stars in
number
South Florida.
Five.
And that's got to be Tyreek Hill. It's hard as a non-quarterback to be a top guy in your area, but Tyreek Hill is... one of the, what, best three wide receivers in the National Football League, and he's the most marketable of all of the Dolphins. He's out in front. He's on podcasts all the time. He's a speedster. He's electric. Tyreek Hill is the number five sports star in South Florida. Any problems with that, CK?
None yet.
Number four.
Number four goes to Sergei Bobrovsky, goalie for the Florida Panthers, who's now one win away from a Stanley Cup championship. Now, the dude has stopped 82 of 86 shots through three games. The Panthers are up 3-0. They don't get here without playoff Bob in the net. I know it's low right now, but again, I wonder. I'm trying to feel the pulse of the South Florida fan, and it feels like Bobrovsky at four. It feels good.
Sergei, Bob's earned it.
Yeah, he's earned it. He probably earned to be higher on this list, but we'll see what happens tomorrow night in the Stanley Cup Final Game 4.
Number three
is Tua Tagovailoa. I know it might sound a little divisive. There's a lot of people that don't like him, but he still is the franchise quarterback for an NFL team that made the playoffs last year. He's the number three sports star in South Florida right now. If he was pulling up to a spot or had a camp or had an event, people are showing up and excited to see Tua. It's not crazy to say.
QB1 matters. Like, it is still high school, really, right?
Yeah.
You're QB1 in your city, you matter a lot.
You got to. And speaking of mattering a lot,
number two.
Top five South Florida sports stars. Five was Tyreek Hill. Four was Sergei Bobrovsky. Three was Tua Tagovailoa. Number two, Lionel Messi of Inter Miami.
It's a big balance, huh?
He said he was going to finish his career here, right? This is where he'll end his soccer career. Most people consider him, including me, the greatest of all time to kick the ball around. Lionel Messi It's still the MLS, right? There still isn't that one pivotal moment that people are just super glued to or attached to emotionally like that that happened at Inter Miami. He's still kind of new. So it's hard for me to put him over who I have as number one in the South Florida Sports Stars.
Yeah, you don't think Messi when you think South Florida. It's unfortunate for his brand here in the States, but you don't.
You don't. You don't. And that's fine. But you know who you do think of when you think South Florida these days?
Number one.
Jimmy Butler. Yeah, he's ringless with Miami, sure. But since 2020, he's brought the Heat to the finals twice. He's inspired a fan base again, and he's reinvigorated folks around that squad and made them believe that even as an 8 seed, they always have a chance to make a run to the championship. Even this year, especially coming off what happened last year. I thought if Jimmy was healthy, we'd be singing a different tune about these Celtics because they might have got bounced in the first round. The Heat won a game without him. Why not think that confidently? But Jimmy Butler still is the number one star in South Florida sports right now, especially considering the fact that when Bad Boys, what is it, four or three?
I don't know if there's a number on it.
Bad Boys 3. It is 3.
Okay.
When they come out right now and they're doing their big rollout, who's the South Florida sports star that they do it with?
Jimmy.
Jimmy Buckets. Playoff Jimmy. He has weird hairstyles. He's hurt sometimes late on in the season when you need him most, but he's still the number one sports star in South Florida. So one more time on the list. Hill, Bobrovsky, Tagovailoa, Messi, and Butler as my number one. All right, when we come back, we take it to the house. But first, I got to tell you about Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, who presented the top five. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, if you get into a slip and fall, a car accident, or truck accident, they will fight for you because they don't get paid unless you do. They fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. So call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't settle for any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. When we come back, we take it to the house on Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I got some date night plans this weekend, and I can't wait to hashtag share them with hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Nobody knows Palm Beach better than their residents, and it's time to show what we're all about. Whether it's your secret hangout spot, a specific field you played sports on, or a specific dish at your favorite restaurant, you got to share it and you got to hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Every visit to the Palm Beaches supports your favorite shops, restaurants, and attractions, which is what continues to make Palm Beach County the best place to live, work, and of course play. So all summer long, Discover the Palm Beaches is giving away monthly prizes to residents who invite loved ones by using the hashtag, love the Palm Beaches on any social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, love the Palm Beaches. And then make sure you fill out a form at lovethepalmbeaches.com/love. From vacations to dining carts and everything in between, all you have to do is enter love the Palm Beaches. All right, then, C-Cat, it's time to take it to the house. Now you already know I think I'm undefeated so far in taking it to the house. And when we're talking about the house, which is at the park, which is the finest golf establishment out here in Palm Beach County, how about we take it to the house with something focused on the game of golf? I'm gonna give you some U.S. Open love right now. How does that sound, C-Cat?
Great to me.
So this is what you can take to the house this weekend. Rory McIlroy, he's going to go ahead and win the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. All right. Now, first and foremost, I saw the headlines going into the week, right? Rory, resolve some of those issues with the wife. The divorce is off. Resolve some conflict. Plus, did you see the one putt on the green where he actually putted it past the green and then chipped it in?
I watched it. Those greens are insane.
Immaculate stuff by Rory. He's on a tear. When I checked this morning, it was plus 75 on Hard Rock, plus 475 on Hard Rock bet to win it all. I got Rory McIlroy winning the U.S. Open this weekend. C-Cat, what can you give the people to take to the house?
I just checked right now on Hard Rock bet. That number went from plus 475 to plus 450. I like a golfer not named Rory with that same exact number right now. Bryson DeChambeau. Right now, he is two shots off the lead. He's already in the clubhouse at 4 under. Behind three guys, Aberg, Cantlay, and Pavon. I like Crushers GC captain, Bryson DeChambeau.
Always shouting out you live, guys. I love it. I love it. Take it to the house. It's my guy, Rory, versus his guy, Bryson. We'll see which one stands the test of time. Always standing the test of time is the amazing food at The House. The House in West Palm Beach. Make your reservations right now, right? They're open Thursday through Sunday. They've got great happy hour options, great brunches. My favorite part about The House is that once you order an entree and sit down for a great meal, make sure you pair that with a cocktail, by the way, because they have excellent options there as well. You earn yourself a free round at the Parks Lit Nine. So you get a meal and you get an opportunity to come back and play the Lit Nine, which is an amazing little nine-hole course, par three. You get through it in about an hour or so. It's amazing. And don't forget the fact that The House has such great food, coastal American dishes. It's got some seafood. It's got some American food. It's got everything you could want. And my wife and I, we checked it out last week. I put a reel of it on Instagram at Theo Dorsey TV. You should check it out. The food is great. You'll love it. I did the chicken and waffles. She did a Cobb salad. We both walked away happy. The House, westpalm.com to make your reservations. Well, that was fun. A great week here on Theoretically Speaking. We talked some golf. We talked some Panthers. And tonight in the NBA Finals, we're going to tweet out our predictions for Game 4. Of course, you got the playoff payoff. High School Game Day next on ESPN 106.3.